You're listening to SBS News.
Russia's progression to the last 16 of this World Cup pleased both organisers and locals alike. Their story was expected to come to an abrupt end, though, in their national capital at the hands of Spain. An early own goal seemed to confirm that diagnosis. But a handball by Gerard Piqué just before half-time gave Artem Zuba a penalty, which he converted to make it 1-1. Spain had all the possession a team could ever ask for, but their passing rarely put the Russian defence under genuine stress. There's no other way of putting it. At times, the game became boring, and Spain's play lazy, almost a parody of themselves at their peak when they won the World Cup 8 years ago. Extra time livened up the game, but there was still no goal, and hence the first penalty shootout of the World Cup was a reality. Russia was successful with each of their first four penalties, whilst goalkeeper Igor Akinfeev saved Spain's third kick from midfielder Koke. That left striker Iago Aspas with a kick against Akinfeev to keep the shootout alive. We'll let the BBC 5 Live commentary tell you what happened next.
Iago Aspas runs round to his right, a long run up left-footed. Oh, it's saved! It's saved by Akinfeev! It's like Lev Yashin all over again! The goalkeeper's the hero! Russia are through to the quarterfinals!
Akinfeev making an astonishing save with his legs, Russia securing an astonishing upset win. 4-3 on penalties to dump the Spaniards from the competition, ensuring their fairy tale run continues. Russian coach Stanislav Cherchesov is the man behind it all. But after his greatest triumph yet, he gave the glory to his players.
Well, let's put it this way. There are two things, you should understand me right. Well, I am not asking or requesting people to do this or that. I just put forward an idea, and if a player does not believe this idea, he will not follow my idea just because the coach told him. He has to get it from within. Do you understand what I'm saying? He has to feel this. He has to do this from within. He has to be persuaded himself. And, well, today's game has shown us that it will take 1 minute more to persuade them. I will say this jokingly, but, well, I believe these are very smart players. They understand things very fast. I just have to put it in a way that is understandable for them.
Spain is the latest big-name country to be eliminated. Their elimination is all their own fault. They were never really convincing in a tournament where they sacked their coach just days before the opening game. After a game they should have won, veteran Andres Iniesta had little choice but to admit their failure.
We did and tried everything. In the end, you have an opponent who also plays and does their job. Penalties are always cruel. We failed and couldn't make the step to the next stage.
Iniesta, who scored the winning goal when Spain won the 2010 World Cup, announcing his retirement from international football after the game. In Nizhny Novgorod, as fast a start to a game as anyone could imagine. A Matthias Jorgensen goal, deflected in off the hand of goalkeeper Daniel Subasic, had underdogs Denmark leading Croatia within a minute of the opening whistle. But the Danes had some tragic defending of their own. One player firing the ball into the head of a teammate to help Croatian Mario Mandzukic level the scores. And 5 minutes still had not yet elapsed. The game calmed down from that point, perhaps too much so. Like the action in Moscow, 90 minutes came and went, with the score still tied at 1. Croatia looked to have a winner in extra time when Denmark pulled down an attacker in the box, conceding a penalty. But Croatian captain Luka Modric inexplicably failed to convert that penalty, and ironically, that ensured more penalties in the form of a shootout. This was a shootout in which the goalkeepers excelled, although Modric gained a measure of revenge by converting his kick in the sequence. The Dane Kasper Schmeichel saving two kicks, his Croatian counterpart Subasic saving three. It's only the second time a goalkeeper has saved three kicks in a World Cup penalty shootout, the first time coming 12 years ago to the day. Subasic's third save set up midfielder Ivan Rakitic with a kick to win the shootout and secure Croatia's progression. Here's how SBS Radio's Croatian commentary recorded Rakitic's big moment.
Rakitic udarac, Rakitic miran tamo dolje, spreman koji čeka Rakitic, Rakitic gol!
Gol, 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 gol!
Croatia winning the shootout 3-2 and booking a quarterfinal against Russia in Sochi on Sunday morning. Croatian coach Zlatko Dalic says Croatia's progression confirms plenty about his side and the nature of the competition.
Well, it was in and out whether we go home or go to Sochi. That was the moment of truth. I'm very glad that we've won a game which was completely different to our plans, which was a combative game. And as I said, we played for a result. Those teams who play beautiful game are out. Those who play for a result are progressing. Everybody is running a lot. Everybody defends well. After our superior walk through the group stage, this was important to verify, to confirm our progress from the group. And this is why I said, if we fail to win, we go home, where we've been, nowhere, what we've been doing, nothing. Now we are through to the best eight at the World Cup, and this is the truth that I'm talking about, and we must be very proud and satisfied with this progress.
On the other side of the ledger, Kasper Schmeichel says he doesn't hold the misses of his teammates in the penalty shootout against them.
No, I don't. Anybody who's brave enough to stand up and take a penalty is a hero in my book. The pressure that they're under, you know, if you have the, excuse my language, the balls to take that, then you have my absolute utmost respect.
The round of 16 continues tonight, with Brazil looking to avoid becoming the latest big name to be removed from the competition. They play a Mexican side looking to avoid a seventh consecutive elimination in the round of 16. Tonight's other game sees Belgium favourites to defeat Japan in Rostov-on-Don. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.